This is Valley Edition. A year ago Friday, Fresno city leaders picked up 15 golden sledgehammers and kicked off the project to rip out the 53-year-old Fulton Mall and replace it with the redesigned Fulton Street. It's an ambitious project that officials hope will help jumpstart business investment on what was once Fresno's main street, but for decades has been a struggling 6-block-long pedestrian mall. So, a year later, what's happened, both on the mall and off? We have with us today Aaron Blair of the Downtown Fresno Partnership, a private group that represents downtown property and business owners. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
A year ago, it seems like it was just yesterday, but everyone gathered with sledgehammers and jackhammers as well to kick off this event. If people go down there right now, what would they see?
Well, right now we have active construction and basically what's called all three super blocks. So the project's kind of been broken into three separate super blocks. If you come down to the southern end by our office by the stadium, what you'll see is almost a completed street. It's lacking the trees and a couple of the some of the artwork still has to be continued to be finished. But you'll see almost a complete street on the southern end of Fulton Street.
In the other parts, what's happening?
So the northern end is kind of partial streets finished. Partial demolition is still going on. There was a large sewer project on the northern end that had to be completed before the street could go in. And then in the center, Mariposa Plaza, where the clock tower is, where Pacific Southwest building is located. They just started some of the demolition in that block there. So what you'll see there is a lot of fencing's going up. Those businesses are just starting to adjust to having a modified pedestrian access through the fencing and some of the access problems that they'll endure.
Did they run into any problems during the project? You're tearing up infrastructure that's been there for 50 years or longer. What happened?
Yeah, I think there's been a couple surprises. I mean, nothing that's been detrimental to the project by any means. But there have been some basements. You know, there's a lot of historic basements there that encroach out into what's Fulton Street. A lot of them weren't known to be there. It's just a matter of dealing with them. But some of them are surprises where there was historically a building there that probably burnt down, say, in the 20s or earlier, and they found some of the remnants of some of those basements there.
Now, you briefly mentioned the art. There mm-hmm. was so much talk about what was going to happen to the art. Was somebody making off with the art? They're taking it for their home, or the mayor is taking it to her home, or it's all going away. It's being sold off. What happened to the art? What's happening to the art?
Yeah, well, she has a great gallery at her house now because all the art's been moved.
No,
I'm joking.
No.
No, all the artwork's actually being restored. On our Facebook page, we've been posting pictures of a lot of the artwork that's being restored and what it looks like from when it was transported there to the restoration project. There's a couple pieces of art, some of the fountains that are located in Kern Street Plaza in front of the stadium. You can actually watch it. They've been restoring those right in place. They just moved them into their new holding spot this week. And, you know, the benches, the mosaic benches have been relocated, being restored. A lot of times when you go down there, you can watch them redoing a lot of the artwork, especially the fountains that they've rebuilt.
So when can we expect this to be finished?
The original was May. I'm assuming... I mean, they're still sticking to the May timeline, but I'm assuming with all the rain that we've had, I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise if it was June. I think most people can understand that we'd rather had all the rain that we've received and be, you know, a little bit behind schedule if possible.
So with it being done in different sections, not really phases, because work's going on in all three of them, are they going to open up one of them first? Because access has been such a concern. A lot of the business owners there, they only have the sidewalk in front of them. And in some cases, on the southern end, I guess it is, you have essentially the street finished. Why not open that up now?
Yeah, I think that they're not going to open it to traffic. What they've done in front of our office, for instance, where most of the construction's completed, they started take down all the fencing and just left a barricade to stop cars from pulling down, but pedestrians can walk all over the street, everything. I think of it as just liability during the project for the contractor. You know, if you opened it up and started having cars, it just might cause some confusion. But the section down by us is absolutely beautiful. It's really neat to see. It's great to see how they've included such a large sidewalk on the eastern side for the artwork. It's when you walk down to the other parts of the project that haven't been started, you start to see, wow, this is a big difference.
So is this going to be a one-way street or what? Because I've seen the pictures online, and it looks really, really, really narrow.
Yeah, so it's two-way traffic. That's been the top topic everyone wants to know through online is one-way, two-way. And, you know, we've had a picture in our office of two trucks, large trucks on the street side by side. that we kind of held back for a while to let people continue to discuss it before we broke the myth that two trucks actually can fit down the street. But, yeah, it's a two-way street.
How have the businesses fared during the construction? You had some prominent businesses that were on the mall when construction opened that aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Peef's Public House is gone, out of business. Root General Store has moved off the mall.
Yeah. So Root General is a great store. It's one of the better stores that we've seen open in downtown in the past couple of years. And they were looking for a larger space. And, you know, when the Warner space came available to them, they had to take it. It's just an iconic building, iconic space. We've had some businesses open on the mall, like Casa de Tamales, that opened during construction. We've seen some businesses that had multiple storefronts that have kind of consolidated into a larger space, which has been good for the mall. It's been good for the future of Fulton Street because what it does is opens up some new storefronts for people as we start to see additional businesses looking for a spot downtown in Fulton Street.
So when are we going to see that investment on Fulton Street? We've seen a lot of things off of Fulton Street, Tioga, Sequoia, Bitwise, and the Bitwise expansion, the talk of some other developments south of the stadium, but haven't heard a lot specifically right on Fulton Street. When are we going to start seeing, you know, we've got these big, some people call them white elephant buildings, old, they're beautiful, historic buildings, but they're vacant. The JCPenney, the Bank of Italy, the Helm. When are we going to see something happen there?
Yeah, so that's top question I get all the time. So many times we're touring businesses along Fulton Street that are looking for locations. They're like, well, what else is coming? Who else is coming? And, you know, with construction, you know, we do tour quite a few businesses. Some of them are more like regional franchises that are looking at downtown right now. And a lot of them are saying, you know what, I'm going to wait until some of the construction gets closer to being finished. And I think in the southern block by, you know, but down by the stadium with the fencing coming down, we've seen an uptick in activity in terms of, you know, serious businesses starting to look at some of those spaces. So, you know, we have internal goals in our office in terms of new businesses that we want to see. And this year, our goals, we put some for Fulton Street because we realized we have to have a serious impact. We have to have a visual change for people to see at least by the end of the year. So, you know, I'm confident we'll start to see some of these new businesses open on Fulton. I think we got to get through some more construction, though, before people are willing to take it on, mainly because it is a challenge to operate with construction like that.
About 10 years ago, before you came to town, there was a big plan. Everything south of Kern Street was going to be turned into this major development. They were going to build a Bass Pro Shop, basically level everything that was there, and have some big box retailers and things. Wow. What's happening in that neighborhood now? Because I hear people still say, oh, it's the South Stadium District, South Stadium Project. Yeah. We aren't talking about Bass Pro right now. This is something a little different that's happening. What's going on there with the breweries?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad they didn't bulldoze those because that South Stadium area, basically south of Inyo, has become quite popular over the past year, mainly because of the old warehouses that are there. Most people that are coming in downtown, they come downtown because they want something unique, and uniqueness usually is ceiling heights, brick, truss systems, things that separate from a standard suburban strip center. But that section right there obviously has been quite popular with the addition of Bitwise Industries down there. Tioga Sequoia has been down there for a couple years now. But what we're seeing is the influx of breweries that are looking in that area because the buildings are perfect for a brewery. And hopefully by the end of this summer, we'll be up to 6 breweries in downtown.
Tell us a little more about that. What's going on? Tioga Sequoia has been there for a few years, across the street from the stadium. Mm-hmm. They're doing well, but there's other things going on.
Yeah, so the great thing about Tioga Sequoia for, you know, number one goal was to make sure that as they continue to grow, that their production facility that they needed to build was going to remain downtown. And I think that was probably goal one for 2016 for us, is to do whatever we could to help keep them downtown. And, you know, when the Amvets building, which is located right next to their brewery, came available, they were able to get that and be able to expand into a 14,000 square foot building for production. So that was number one. We've also had, you know, change in ownership with Full Circle Brewing has been amazing. It's actually put a lot of excitement into that brewery. We've seen leases signed by the 411, which is a brewery that's going to be located on Broadway as well. They're actually going to be our first distilled spirits place in downtown as well. And then we've had leases signed by Border Hops Brewing on Broadway Street as well, across from Tioga Sequoia. So there's going to be three on Broadway. So if you're at the stadium, three breweries right there on Broadway is great. And then we've also had House of Pendragon and Peter Gabob, which are going in on Van Ness by the Spiral Garage. So again, that'll be a large gastro pub with 40-some taps on handle. And then we have another brewery, Zach's Brewing, that's in the process of finalizing a lease and location in downtown. So well, that'll get us to six.
Is this a proven strategy to, you know, this go after a bunch of beer drinkers? I mean, is this a revitalization approach that works in other cities?
Well, you know, it's gonna. What's great for downtown Fresno with all these breweries is, they recruit. You know, tourism. So they're great for tourism. They're great for people that want to come in and visit downtown because of the uniqueness of being able to visit all these different breweries. And they're great for downtown when, you know, it's continuing to grow and maybe there's not the highest amount of foot traffic that you need, because breweries can operate without high level of foot traffic because they export products too. So it allows them to make plenty of money by selling their products to restaurants and other places. And they're great for employment too. They employ quite a few people. So I think having all these breweries in downtown, I have no doubt we'll hit a dozen of them within the next year or so. I think that, you know, we're going to be aggressive and keep going after them. They're good for downtown.
Now, your role is a little different than a typical mall manager is in a suburban setting where one owner owns all the property. You're essentially a leasing agent or something. In your case, you're not. You
right.
represent different property owners in a downtown setting. What sort of retailers would you expect to start to come in, or at least what do you hope to happen? We aren't seeing Macy's move downtown probably anytime soon. Are we going to see big box retailers? Are we going to see the Kohl's or the TJ Maxx, or is it going to be something different?
Yeah, you know, if you think of most downtowns that you, if you just list a couple that are your favorite, I mean, you think about what do you go to when you go there, and usually it's something local that's, whether it's local franchise, it's kind of what's the heart of the community, that's what you go there for. You don't go to, say, downtown San Francisco because you want to go to Target or because you want to go, I mean, most people don't, I guess. So I wouldn't expect to necessarily see those type of things in downtown Fresno. It's not common in most downtowns unless you're New York or something like that. But I would expect us to see some more regional franchises. So an example that might is like Me and Ed's, right? So they're kind of a regional franchise. You can always snag places like Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts in a downtown. Those are pretty consistent to see. But, you know, I would guess we're going to start to see some you know, just local flavored businesses and some regional franchises. We're going to continue to push urban manufacturing projects too. So like breweries, which are someone that could export products, but still have a place in downtown Fresno.
Is there a risk that things get too spread out? You know, Bitwise is going gangbusters. Mm-hmm. They're expanding all over the place, but they're doing it on the other side of the railroad tracks, on, what is that, R Street or something. And then you've got a few other locations, one on Ventura. Things are kind of spread out. It's a big area. Is that something that keeps you up at night, saying, you know, we need to get these things close together so there's walking neighborhoods?
Yeah, that's a perfect example. It does. I mean, we need to cluster more than we do. You know, it's one of those things. Well, even with the breweries, for instance, you know, if I want to cluster them within a 5 or 7 minute walk of each other, but if it comes down to it and we're going to lose them to somewhere else, I'd rather have them, you know, 15 minutes walk apart. But, you know, with Bitwise, yeah, I mean, we would love to see the cluster. But I realize that right now in downtown, properties are very hard to come by. They're very popular. There's a lot of competition for properties. So when you get the opportunity to secure an amazing structures like Bitwise has on R Street, those buildings are phenomenal. So, and, you know, they're doing good products. And Will Dyke, who's the developer with Bitwise, he does a great job. So I trust that they're going to do it right. And we'll find ways to connect them in.
We've got a couple of minutes left. What's happening right outside the stadium with this parking lot and the parking garage across the street? The city's been involved with Terrence Frazier. What's happening there? Because I don't see any construction yet. I mean, I see the mall, but what's going to go on there? Are we getting housing? Are we getting a public market? When is that going to happen?
Yeah, so this summer we should see what's called the park. It's where the parking lot was located, and there's two small buildings next to those. It's right next to our office. Actually, it'll be our new neighbor. So the park project should break ground this summer. I think there were some restrictions about the street had to be open for some of the funding and vice versa with the city. So, yeah, that project, they have they should be submitting for some of their planning department permits here in the next couple weeks, mid-March.
And what's it going to be?
So it's going to be mixed-use projects. It's going to have 50 residential living units and 10,000, around 10,000 ground floor retail, but they're going to look right into the stadium. And there's even three-bedroom units, which we don't have a lot of those in downtown. Second-floor swimming pool, can't beat that, looking into stadium. So
that'll be definitely a unique feature for downtown Fresno. Aaron, before we go, you've got an event coming up?
Yep, March 28th at Warner's Theater, the State of Downtown.
All right. Well, we'll expect to hear more about that and find out more when Fulton Street reopens. Aaron Blair from the Downtown Fresno Partnership joining us today. Aaron, thanks.
Thank you for having me.